Judges 19, we'll read verses 1 through 15. As you remember, we've entered into the third section of the book of Judges at this point. The first section, dealing with the departure of God's people from Yahweh Himself. And then we saw that the result of that was a continual oppression of God's people. And we saw that pattern of oppression after sin, leading to eventual repentance and leading to God then bringing a deliverer, a judge, to deliver God's people out of that oppression. And then routinely following that, the people of God would fall into sin again and they would be oppressed again. But this third section deals with another result of that departure from God, and that is corruption from within. And we saw that idolatry was part of the corruption of God's people in this period as well. We saw that it began in a family in Ephraim. It spread to 600 families of the Danites who have established now a city in Dan where they are worshiping the idols of this man Micah that they've stolen from him. Now here we have a chapter of the wickedness of the Benjamites, not relative to idolatry, but violations of the seventh commandment or adultery. Now, this likely took place shortly after the death of Joshua, and it refers to one more Levite, only two Levites mentioned in this whole book. Judges chapter 19, let's read the first section, 1 through 15. Let us hear God's word. And it came to pass in those days, when there was no king in Israel, that there was a certain Levite sojourning on the side of Mount Ephraim, who took to him a concubine out of Bethlehem, Judah. And his concubine played the whore against him, and went away from him unto her father's house to Bethlehem, Judah, and was there 4 whole months. And her husband arose, and went after her, to speak friendly unto her, and to bring her again, having his servant with him, and a couple of asses. And she brought him into her father's house, and when the father of the damsel saw him, he rejoiced to meet him. And his father-in-law, the damsel's father, retained him. And he abode with him 3 days, so they did eat and drink and lodge there. And it came to pass on the 4th day, when they arose early in the morning, that he arose to depart. And the damsel's father said unto his son-in-law, comfort thine heart with a morsel of bread, and afterward go your way. And they sat down and did eat and drink, both of them together. For the damsel's father had said unto the man, be content, I pray thee, and tarry all night, and let thine heart be merry. And when the man rose up to depart, his father-in-law urged him. Therefore he lodged there again. And he arose early in the morning, on the 5th day, to depart. And the damsel's father said, comfort thine heart, I pray thee. And they tarried until afternoon, and they did eat both of them. And when the man rose up to depart, he and his concubine and his servant, his father-in-law, the damsel's father, said unto him, behold, now the day draweth toward evening. I pray you tarry all night. Behold, the day groweth to an end. Lodge here, that thine heart may be merry, and tomorrow get you early on your way, that thou mayest go home. But the man would not tarry that night, but he rose up and departed, and came over against Jebus, which is Jerusalem. And there were with him 2 asses saddled, his concubine also was with him. And when they were by Jebus, the day was far spent. And the servant said unto his master, come, I pray thee, and let us turn in into this city of the Jebusites and lodge in it. And his master said unto him, we will not turn aside hither into the city of a stranger that is not of the children of Israel. We will pass over to Gibeah. And he said unto his servant, come, and let us draw near to one of these places to lodge all night in Gibeah or in Ramah. And they passed on and went their way, and the sun went down upon them when they were by Gibeah, which belongeth to Benjamin. And they turned aside thither to go in and to lodge in Gibeah. And when he went in, he sat him down in a street of the city, for there was no man that took them into his house to lodging. Thus ends the reading of God's holy word. Just a couple of comments. This Levite we see, and his concubine or his wife. It's hard to know for certain this word and whether she was in fact his wife, but most people say she probably wasn't an endowed wife. But she plays the whore. She leaves him and apparently is involved with another man. But we see her father apparently supports her sin in some level, at some level, because he's willing to house her in this sin. We also see how carefully this husband arises. He waits some time. He goes back down there. There's no evidence that he reproves her or reproves her father for being involved in her sin and being an accomplice. He very well may have, but there's no evidence of that. But he seems to go pretty gently, hoping to restore the relationship, and apparently successful. But this woman's father seeks to be hospitable, wants them to continue to stay with him, but ultimately his kindness becomes an unkindness. In his selfishness, he really puts his daughter and her husband in jeopardy, because they have to leave and are unable to get to a safe haven for their first night's lodging. And so we see the Levite choosing to go into Gibeah. He chooses not to go into Jerusalem. At this time, Jerusalem is still inhabited by the Jebusites. And so they go to Ramah, or could not get so far as to Ramah, so they then stop in Gibeah. At first, no one lodges them. Lord willing, next week as we continue to look at the passage, we'll see that some man does indeed eventually take them in, and we'll find the situation arises something akin to what Lot experienced in Sodom.